We're nurturing a system that has anti-competitive practices. The four-movement rule, 30 months, and a series of BSE-era restrictions throughout the world, hampering our marketing throughout and our search for other markets. We have only three agricultural attaches in embassies outside Europe. So we're either going to get up to speed with this situation, or stop talking the talk and representing farmers' interests. We have all of these things in place where supermarkets are selling below cost, effectively, to bring in customers to make their margin on other products. There needs to be some level of a food regulator or a food ombudsman to ensure that farmers can get the cost of production plus a margin. Yes, there are issues with factories, yes, there are issues with multiples, and yes, there are issues in terms of anti-competitive practices and unnecessary restrictions and the need to market and get new markets. In addition, I have heard no talk about market supports. Brexit, theoretically, in terms of a hard Brexit, is the 12th of April. What is the situation in terms of introducing intervention? What is the situation in terms of introducing APS? Have you discussed this with the Commissioner in Brussels? What is the position? Can something like this be introduced overnight? We need to be talking about it now, not when the horse has bolted. In addition, the 200 per euro for the first 20 cows in the suckler herd, as my colleague has mentioned, is vitally important. In addition, I believe that under Pillar 2 in any reform of the Common Agricultural Policy, we should look at a small holding viability grant for very small holdings for farmers. These are the kind of measures that must be needed, Minister.